Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today is March 4th, and you're listening to the Daily Briefing from Transport Topics. I'm Esmeralda Leon. Trucking industry stakeholders are set to gather in New Orleans for the annual showcase that highlights what's on the cutting edge of technological advancements. TT's Seth Clevenger and Michael Fries set the stage for what to expect from TMC 2024. Listen in at ttn.ws/roadsigns136. Now let's dive into the day's top stories. Kodiak Robotics autonomous trucks are carrying loads for logistics group Martin Brower on routes between Dallas and Oklahoma City, the company said February 29th. The semis deliver time-critical refrigerated freight for quick-service restaurants 8 times per week on one of Kodiak's key routes. Kodiak is operating what Martin Brower refers to as a shuttle lane, in which autonomous trucks shuttle full trailers between major hubs and local drivers handle distribution of goods to multiple restaurants. Truck maker Navistar announced February 26th that it has made the first deliveries of its International LT series, equipped with the International S13 integrated powertrain, to several fleet customers, including Gemini Motor Transport, Saddle Creek Logistics Services, and Pascal Truck Lines. Navistar says the S13 integrated powertrain is its most fuel-efficient offering and marks the final generation of internal combustion products Navistar will develop as it transitions to zero-emission vehicles. Both of Southern California's ports reported strong performances in January, with container volume surging to pre-pandemic levels. The Port of Los Angeles notched a 17.9% year-over-year increase, moving more than 850,000 20-foot equivalent containers. Long Beach also reported a 17.4% year-over-year increase, processing more than 670,000 TEUs in January. Ports in Oakland, Savannah, and Houston also reported increases, while declines were seen at ports in Seattle, Tacoma, South Carolina, and Virginia. That's it for today. Remember, for all the latest trucking and transportation news, go to the experts at ttnews.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.